Welcome to episode 3 of the VR Side Chats podcast. This week I managed to sneak in a quick chat with YouTuber and 360 videographer Hugh Ho. Hope you enjoy. Hugh, thanks for joining me. I really appreciate you taking the time out.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me. Yeah.
How was NAB?
It was a lot. I got a lot of work to get done after that, so I've been just working pretty hard, trying to catch up.
I can imagine. So can you just tell us like a bit about your like background and how you got into like 360 and VR?
Okay, so my background. So I am a 2D videographer, mostly a YouTuber. And then my company actually like created 2D content, and I've been working in 2D content. And then I think like a few years ago, I decided to get involved in a project that involved like 6 GoPro attached together, make a little like video. Yeah. And then I'm just think that is a great media. And then after that, my first video that actually boosts up my YouTube channel is actually Nikon Key Mission. I make a video of the Nikon Key Mission and tutorial how to use it, how to like shot 360 video from my past experience. And that video kind of like get everything going on. And then since then, I just keep making like tutorial on how to make 360 video.
Awesome. So how did your company Creator Up come about? Like when did that get started?
That company is actually been around for almost 5 years now. Even now, I mean, the company itself has nothing to do with anything 360 or VR. We are a 2D content company, an educational company to teach like people how to make money off their videos. So we actually create a lot of content for YouTube and Google, and white label the content to YouTube. So that's actually how we make money. But majority of the business for us is actually teaching other people like how to like follow their passion, create content on internet and using social media to become a social influencer and create make branded content and all this good stuff.
Yeah. So the 360 VR stuff you do is more your own sort of thing as opposed to a Creator Up.
So, yeah, it's
apart from the YouTube channel, obviously.
Exactly. Yeah, besides the YouTube channel, it's mostly my thing. I am the co-founder of Creator Up. I'm just pushing the boundary of like capturing technology. Right, I want to do like VR. I want to do stereo. I want to do 360. Yeah. So yeah, it's right now it's mostly my thing. Hopefully, in next year will be the company things when we start making money.
So do you like take on like client work yourself then, like 360 client work, or is it like
solid? Yes, so mostly right now is myself. I don't take on client work based on my company. It's mostly myself, and because I am so busy on making tutorial and making review video, I have no sales team, so I don't reach out to client. Mostly my job come into like one of my subscriber probably like take on a client job, pretty big client job, but they are not don't know how to do the post or don't know how to shoot 360, and then they reach out to me, say, hey, I watch your tutorial, but I still don't get it. Can you help me out? That's when I usually bring me onto the team. So I usually do the boring stuff, the stitching, the color correction, the pose, the special effect. I never allowed to go to like the location for shooting because I can pull out last minute.
So you haven't like been approached by any companies to do anything, because you've got like you've got like a fairly sizable following online.
Yeah, no, because as I said, that the company doesn't actually get this media, so it's mostly my audience. They are actually on the job videographer. They're actively pitching to their client and learning from me, and then when they pitch the client, they are the one actually bring the team together.
Yeah.
So that's why I mean, we actually went out approaching Special Olympic in Dubai for the VR experience, and also WeWork in a global co-working space to do 360 content, and then American Heart Association. But all of this is still like in the talk, and I am horrible at sales.
Me too. Sales is definitely not my strong point.
And we have to understand that right now the entire 360 market is on a downturn. It's true. So a lot of clients actually don't want to spend budget on 360 video in just reality. So it's very hard for the market to take on like a good client gig that actually pay.
Yeah, definitely. I've only recently just started transitioning over to it, and I mean, I haven't sort of pitched for like paying gigs yet, because I'm still sort of playing around with it and building a bit of a showreel. But so I've just been doing like free bits and pieces here and there. I did I filmed a basketball match in London. Last week, which is really really cool. And then watching it back on like the headset and stuff, it's great. It's like it really is like a full on experience. Like you're there.
Absolutely. I mean, you're right on. So I feel like that right now the problem is not the client or not the filmmaker. It's mostly like end user. They need to put on the headset to really experiencing it.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, because you can put these videos on Facebook and YouTube and stuff, but unless you've got the headset on, it's not the same when you're just sort of clicking and scrolling. You're not getting the full effect of the medium. Which is a shame, but hopefully that'll be fairly soon, where clients will be willing to put money out for this kind of content.
Yeah,
and then both me and you can get paid.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Let's hope. That'd be good. Yep.
But I think it's still on topic, but I'm going off course of my notes here. But I want to pitch something to you.
Okay.
For a 360 video. And I think if there's anyone that's going to be capable of doing this, I think you're the man for the job. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
I think a 360 Tokyo Ghoul experience. You're the man for this, because your Kaneki cosplay is outstanding.
Thank you. Thank you.
What do you feel about it?
I love to, but that is, sometimes I try to separate my passion, which is I love cosplay, this is my thing, and then my professional in 360 content, but at the point that on my Instagram, I just don't care anymore, because I don't want to run two like Instagram accounts.
No, I got
enough like message and a response, so I just merged them too. So now you see that I actually cosplay and making 360 content.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
That was awesome to see that as well pop up on Instagram, because I'm a huge Tokyo Ghoul fan myself.
Nice.
But I haven't got around to seeing the movie yet. Have you seen the movie?
Actually, no, I haven't seen the movie yet. I'm not a big manga and anime fan, so the movie usually destroys the look for me. So
yeah, so I'm just intrigued to see how they've done it, because I don't know. It's not going to be particularly easy.
It's a big budget.
Sort of translate to a big screen, but anyway, I'm just slightly off topic there, but I just wanted to pitch that to you. Lately you've been working on with the GoPro Fusion, haven't you? How are you finding it?
I like it. So for my personal work, I also use the human eye views. But besides that, two camera, that's camera I use. Sometimes I use the Insta one just for like an easy shoot, mount the camera on the helmet. But the GoPro Fusion is a just really convenient camera for like just casual shooting. So that's why I use it. I haven't get a chance to get around and use it on a professional gig. But I mean, the quality is high enough that you can probably use it as a B cam as well. But I like the camera in general.
How's the post workflow? So I hear like different things. Some people say it's not bad, but and then other people are saying it's horrible.
Yeah, so this is again the battle on YouTube, right? A lot of like big channel like coming from a traditional 2D world, the photographer world, which is carry the camera, point and shoot. People like that say, "Oh, the GoPro Fusion is so bad for post workflow, is such a work and it's not user friendly." But good thing about like who tell you that statement? Who say that statement? The background of them. So I'm a technician. I've been filming 360 for like one of 4 years now. So I compared to like attaching six GoPros together compared to like isn't the Insta One, I mean the Insta Pro, like even all the professional camera, like my recent job is like six array of red Gigan camera with Antonia lens, like cinema lens.
Yeah,
that workflow is a nightmare. Again, the footage look amazing, but compared to GoPro Fusion, is no comparison. You need a army of people on set to just doing all this work. With GoPro Fusion, you can put it out from your pocket, turn it on, shoot, pull out the car out, put it in your PC, read that, hit the stitch button. You don't need to stitch, actually, just hit the button and stitch for you, and then you have a nice 5.2K footage.
Yeah.
And then drop it on Premiere, you can cut it, you can throw it on YouTube, it work. So to me, it's easiest way to create 360 content.
Does it work okay, the footage in Premiere then?
It looked decent. Yeah, it looked actually really good. I mean, if you actually own the camera, I mean, I did a lot of camera comparison with the Fusion, with the One, with the Rilo, with the Garmin Verb, with the E, with I mean, literally any consumer camera you can imagine out there in the market. I did that. And I think that on a consumer level, the GoPro Fusion had the best look to my eye. I mean, again, it's a personal opinion, right?
Yeah.
Also get the graded dynamic range for me to color grade. I think to me, it's very important for a camera that have the latitude, have the space for me to actually push the color to create the more cinematic look instead of just the stock look from like the camera.
I mean, it looks great on the drone video that you posted.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So I mean, again, like if anybody like listen to this podcast and want to actually check out what GoPro Fusion really look when you spend the time, definitely go check out my channel. I think a lot of like bad GoPro Fusion on YouTube right now, so people think that the camera look bad. It's not because the camera look bad, it's the guy who's doing the post is not doing correctly.
So what like with the drone footage and stuff, like what sort of setup would you advice to use to sort of get that kind of look?
So after GoPro Fusion, so when you transfer your footage from your PC from Fusion Studio out, I usually use the CineD, Cinema, or whatever the GoPro codec is. And then with that codec, I drop into Premiere. I usually color grade with maybe DaVinci Resolve or the Luminated, any way you color grade it. And then I actually also denoise if I can, if it's a low light footage. I denoise it neat video. And then after denoising, I actually add in a sharpening effect from Boyce Effects, the Boyce Continuum VR unit, bring about the sharpness of the footage, and then I output that as DNX HR. HQ. And then with the file, if it's small enough, I would drop it into YouTube directly, so let YouTube to handle the transcoding. If the file is too big, I will actually do one more step of transcoding with after codecs and turn it into like H.264, but it's X.264, so you can have a bigger file size to 5.2K and then upload on YouTube.
Nice. So there's a fair amount going into it then.
Yeah, sounds really complicated. Exactly. So if you want to like push the footage to look good, that's what I do. But again, this is the workflow I use it on my professional gig, which is shot on Insta 360 Pro, the Obsidian SNR. That's all I do with client job. You don't have to do any of this. You can literally just output the footage MP4 from the Fusion and upload on YouTube. It will look better than anything else you have ever done.
Have you tested the Mesphere?
Yes. So Mesphere is also one of my first camera. The Mesphere, the really cheap one. So yes, I try it, but I don't use it for video. I need at least 4K. That's if you see every video of my channel, the minimum resolution is 4K. So
does that not shoot 4K now then?
it does shoot 4K right now with the firmware upgrade, but it's not true 4K sensor.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, we need to look at the camera, look at the sensor size. The sensor is designed for photos, you get up to really high resolution, but on video, that sensor cannot handle the transcoding and processing. So it's not really true 4K.
Oh, that's a shame. I was looking at getting one of those, but yeah, if it's not...
Yeah, you should. It's a great camera. It's a great consumer camera to try to figure out how to shoot this video. Yeah, I mean, it's everybody's first camera anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'd been using the Gear 360 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Which is still like a nice little camera, but yeah, when you sort of look at it in comparison to all the other stuff that's out now, you're like, I want something new now.
Yeah,
the Gear Envy thing.
Yeah.
See what
I would actually suggest you go for the Insta360 One.
Okay.
Yeah, which is definitely an upgrade. You get 4K.
Mm-hmm.
Is stabilization as good as Fusion? So you can literally use the camera to do everything that Fusion does. But you can also, the benefit of like 4K, right? For the Insta One, is you can do the editing in your phone. So you don't need a PC. So you, when I'm traveling, I prefer to just sit in the airplane waiting for my airport waiting for my airplane.
Yeah,
pull up my phone, my iPhone X, so start doing my editing, color grading in the phone, and upload directly. Wow. That's possible with the One, not for Fusion.
So what projects have you got like coming up? Or what videos are you gonna do? Anything
a lot? Yeah, nothing really exciting. I filmed a couple like dancing with a couple girls, so I will want to finish that. So I have one video went kind of viral on my channel.
Mm-hmm.
About a couple of my girls dancing in the club. People want more content like that, so I want to create more like dancing, more entertainment driven 360 content.
Yeah.
And then I kind of continue flying my drone and make more aerial 360. And then
because they look great. It's the Stereo 360 reel one you did.
Thank you.
It looks awesome. And it was kind of trippy as well. It's kind of like a Inception in a weird way. It was it looked really smart.
I'm
impressed.
So that is some special thing I did. I actually gonna make a tutorial pretty soon to on Instagram. I'm a decent side, beside Ben Claremont, I'm a decent side Tiny Planet Instagrammer. My specialty is create Tiny Planet, but I'm just thinking about pushing to the next level. Okay, now everybody do it already, like on the flat. What about put a Tiny Planet in a 360 video? How's that look like? So that's what I did, and it turned out pretty well. So yeah.
No, it looks ace, man.
Thanks.
It's really good. So what's your favorite like piece of 360 or VR content like out at the moment then?
I'm also not really good at name. The It to me is my current favorite. The It.
The
It VR experience. I don't like scary VR stuff. I actually think that scary stuff look really good in VR.
With
ambisonic audio and everything. But it's also really scary. But the It is a really good like execution of it. That's my current favorite.
Absolutely. So yeah, do you have any more like trips lined up to shoot anything more like abroad or anything?
I hope so. So if we can pitch the Special Olympic for Dubai, if that project actually like assigned by the client, I will be in Dubai and India for the next 2 or 3 months. So hopefully that works. So that will be pretty exciting.
That'd be amazing. So what would you
would not.
Sorry, go on.
Uh-huh.
Go on.
You would not see video from me on YouTube for a while because I probably cannot produce anything. Yeah.
So if you get that, would you plan on shooting that on the Fusion or?
No. That probably will shot on the Obsidian S and R.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe some of my custom build stuff. I'm working on a new series to using the Izuka or the Woody Cinematic lens on a GH5. So basically you have five GH5 camera attached to each other, and then using a cinematic lens so I can create like 10-bit 422 like high resolution mono footage.
Yeah.
So supposed to be better than the Zcam S1 Pro because more expensive, bigger sensor. So that I probably gotta use that rig as well.
That'll be a nice little post workflow for you as well.
Yeah, the post got a bit nightmare, but yeah, we'll figure it out.
Awesome, man. That sounds really cool. So where can people find you online?
So again, you can check out my work on YouTube, just youtube.com/creatorup, creatorup, or you can look me up on Instagram. It's just hugh.ho, hugh.hou. And then if you want to hire me for your next project, go on to creatorup.com/360 and you can hire me from there.
That weren't bad sales there. So you said you wasn't very
Yeah.
good at it. That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right, well,
Yeah.
thank you, Hugh.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Hugh for taking the time to chat with me so soon after NAB. I know he's really busy, so appreciate him taking the time out. If you enjoyed this episode, then I certainly wouldn't stop you from giving it a little review on iTunes. You can also follow at VR Side Chats on Facebook and Twitter. And big news, there's now a website at VRSideChats.com. On the off chance that you might be interested in seeing what I'm up to, you can follow me on the usual social sites like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Daniel K. Hatton. And on that note, have a great weekend, and I shall see you next week.